order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
American Freedom Network, and certainly with us this morning is Colonel Bob Bowman. We're going to be talking about 9-1-1 and what really happened that day. And as Colonel Bowman had said, you know, the one thing we know is that we don't know exactly what happened, but certainly there's a great deal of evidence that the conspiracy theory that is put forward by the government, and that conspiracy theory is that 19 Muslim hijackers, 15 of them from Saudi Arabia, conspired, came to America as part of a conspiracy, and their job was to take out the four towers. And certainly the four buildings, they hijacked four planes. Three of them hit buildings. One of them was, of course, crashed because of the heroic passengers on board. It seized control of the plane, and it crashed, nosed over, went nose down into the ground. But the amazing thing is that rather than the wreckage being where the plane hit, it was scattered over a period of some 8 miles. Now, why would that be? I mean, if the plane went straight on down into the ground, you'd expect the motors and everything to be there, but one motor was found several miles away. Something's wrong with the story. It's interesting that the latest issue of U.S. News and World Report has an article, and it's entitled Viewing 9/11 from a Grassy Knoll. And it goes on to ridicule anybody who believes that there is a conspiracy behind what happened, and went on to say that, you know, the World Trade Center towers and nearby Building 7, though struck by planes, the conspirators think they were brought down by controlled demolition, and the Pentagon was struck by a missile, not a plane. Well, that's very interesting. I didn't know Building 7 was struck by a plane. But they just put that in here, U.S. News and World Report. They wouldn't lie. They said that Building 7 was like the Twin Towers, struck by planes. But it just isn't true. In fact, the one issue that nobody wants to answer is why did Building 7 come down? People argue about the Twin Towers, and I don't even get into that argument. I just ask, why was it that the whole foundation of Building 7 collapsed after 5 o'clock in the evening, and the building fell and just sort of collapsed it into its own footprint? I mean, that doesn't happen except with controlled demolition. And if you want to discuss the issue, don't talk about Twin Towers. Talk about Building 7, because they don't want to talk about Building 7 because they can't explain why that building came down when the whole basement of the building or the foundation just exploded. Well, Colonel Bob Bowman is a fighter pilot, was in the Air Force, flew 101 combat missions in Vietnam, got a degree in engineering, went ahead and then headed the Star Wars program for President Ford and President Carter. But since his retirement in the military, and certainly more recently, he's been very concerned about what really happened on 9-1-1. Because the implications are really frightening. 9-1-1 got us into Afghanistan and into Iraq, and now it sounds like it's going to get us into Iran. 9-1-1 was a watershed event, and, well, Colonel Bowman's actually running for Congress now, trying to get to Washington, D.C., where he can do something. But, Colonel, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back with you.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and tell our listeners your view of what happened or what we don't know what happened.
Well, first of all, I just want to tell everybody that on Tuesday I won my primary, and I'm now officially the Democratic nominee for Congress in Florida's 15th District.
I'm really so pleased for that, because what's the opposition look like? Are you predominantly a Republican or a Democratic? The district is pretty well balanced.
Oh, it's a little more Republican than Democratic, but we've got about a third of the people who are independent.
That's
so I've got a great chance. I'm going up against an entrenched, incumbent Republican who has done nothing but vote how Tom DeLay tells him. And
well, is he strongly in favor of the war? That's the thing.
Yes.
Because that right now, I think that that is the thing that will win the election for you. I think that a lot of Republicans are sick of this war, and the vast majority of the American people oppose it. So that is a wonderful talking point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we had a big victory party Tuesday night, and we're going to be pressing on.
All right, fine. Well, congratulations, Colonel. And, you know, I wish you well, and, you know, I think it's important to get you back in Washington, D.C., where you'll have a voice and you can, you know, try to get something exposed, because we have not gotten the truth about what happened that morning. And, you know, one of the most interesting things to me was this story of the military exercises. You know, I studied everything I could read for years, and it was only really this last year or so we've heard about the military exercises that morning that confused everybody about what was going on. Would you like to discuss that issue?
Well, sure, because that one of the things that bothered me from the very beginning was why those planes weren't intercepted. It's normal procedure to just do it, to intercept any time there's an airplane that goes significantly off course or loses radio contact or loses its transponder. Interceptors are sent up there to fly alongside and find out what's wrong and take whatever action is necessary to protect the country. And on that day, it just didn't happen. And now, of course, we're finding out that one of the ways that they prevented that from happening, someone did, is by there being about 15 military exercises going on that very morning, at least a couple of them, simulating exactly what was going on in real life. And these exercises sent interceptors far into northern Canada and out over the Atlantic, where they were not available to intercept the real hijacked airplanes. And they also introduced false radar returns, which was part of the exercise. And so the FAA and NORAD, all they kept saying was, is this real or is this part of the exercise?
We'll be back in just a moment with Colonel Bob Pullman, talking about the military exercises that morning. And why didn't we hear about it?
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman. We're talking about that morning of 9-1-1, and the most amazing thing that they were able to suppress and conceal from the American people that all those military exercises were going on. There were only four fighter jets in New England, two at Otis and two at Langley, that were armed, and all the rest of our fighter jets had been sent out of the area, and they were implanting onto the radar screens at both FAA and at NORAD headquarters, you know, these false blips which did nothing but confuse everybody about what was going on. And so, basically, Colonel, this is why the fighter planes weren't there, isn't it?
It appears to be a major factor. In my mind, that by itself is not enough. There still had to be some kind of a stand-down order or some kind of a decision not to follow normal procedures. And it perhaps was confusion and incompetence, but on the other hand, there's a possibility it was deliberate.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. In the latest issue of Vanity Fair magazine, there's an article, I think it's a September issue, you know, where they've gone into this very issue of the military exercises, and at least according to the article, the commander, the main NORAD headquarters in New England, had requested, you know, after he had put the planes from Otis Air Force Base into the air to come to New York, had requested that the planes at Langley, there were only two fighter planes there that, you know, were armed and ready to go, requested them in the air, and at least, according to the article, the commander didn't. And later he said, well, I didn't want to put my planes in the air because then when they were needed, they'd be running out of gas and running out of fuel, and the Otis Air Force planes would run out, and my planes would run out, and gee, we wouldn't have any planes, so that's why I didn't put them into the air when I was requested to. And but, Colonel, don't they have air tankers up there? And if a jet fighter is running low on fuel, why, they rendezvous and they can fuel the plane in the air, they don't have to land?
That's right. I don't see any reason why tankers would not be available. But it's obvious to me that they're looking for a low-level scapegoat. And in those 30 hours of audio tapes that were released along with Vanity Fair, there were, you know, I think the highest ranking person was a major.
Right.
And there were no tape recordings of the top generals in Cheyenne Mountain. There were no recordings of Dick Cheney in his bunker directing all the exercises. It looks like they're looking, seeking a low-level scapegoat, but it seems to me a little late for that 5 years downstream, because at the time, if this was incompetence, why was no one demoted or fired or court-martialed or transferred or anything? At the time all this happened, the people who were really in a position to do something about it were either promoted or given the Medal of Freedom.
And I think that is probably one of the most telling points. If this was simply a matter of total incompetence, why was nobody fired or punished? And, of course, instead of that, they'd be rewarded for a job well done. And I think that most people would feel that they'd done a terrible, terrible job. almost 3,000 Americans were dead. So, you know, the thing is that certainly this is, I think, one of the major major questions. And then, didn't they ordinarily have some sort of a defense of the Pentagon? I thought there were anti-aircraft batteries there or other means of defense. Certainly this is the very heart of America's defense establishment. You would think there'd be some specific defense for the Pentagon itself.
I certainly thought there was.
Well, now, certainly, what are some of the other issues that are really brought up that cause you and the other people who are studying this to be very concerned and to believe that we have not been told the true story?
Well, basically, to me, it comes down to, if they have nothing to hide, why are they hiding everything? Why is our government hiding the videotapes of whatever hit the Pentagon? Why are they hiding the 70% of the audio tapes of the FAA and NORAD? Why are they hiding all the forensic evidence, most of which, of course, they rapidly shipped off to China as scrap? It just seems that, you know, there's either two possibilities. Either our government was attempting to hide the truth in order to avoid gross embarrassment over the mismanagement and the lack of foresight and the incompetence, or else they were doing a cover-up in order to hide someone's guilt. In either case, the American people deserve the truth, and we absolutely need a new and truly independent 9/11 investigation.
And certainly one of the most distressing things about what happened was the fact that, you know, the 9/11 Commission took over 1,200 interviews, and then many of those interviews were not recorded. Many of them, they didn't even keep records of the interviews. And then all of those records, whatever they had, was sealed for 50 years. And the only thing we know is the things that they allowed to be brought up in public. But the vast majority of the information they uncovered was sealed, so the American people can't see it for 50 years. And that just doesn't make sense. If they're trying to be open and they're trying to get all the information out, which is a claim that this was the purpose. We wanted the American people to learn the real truth, and then they sealed the records for 50 years.
Well, you have to understand the Bush administration never wanted that 9/11 commission in the first place. And when it was finally forced upon them, they hamstrung the investigation. They underfunded it. They put restrictions on it. They refused to cooperate. They withheld documents. It was a travesty.
Well, it really was, and I think that it's really so vitally important that people understand that if there's nothing to conceal, why are they holding the videotapes? And I mean, I don't know how many videotapes there were at the Pentagon that morning, but there were a number of cameras that were trained on the Pentagon from all over the area, and they seized all of those videos, and they have never released any of them. And, well, they did release one of them. Did you see that video that they did release?
Well, if you can call it a video, they released a few frames supposedly showing whatever hit the Pentagon. And there wasn't anything there. I mean, there's nothing you can see.
And so what they did is they released videotapes, you know, that didn't show anything, and they said, see, we've got nothing to hear. Nothing concealed. Why? See, there's nothing here. And that's true. I've looked at that, and you don't see any plane there coming in to hit the plane. But they explained that because, of course, the lapse, you know, there that, you know, these are, rather than regular video frames, they take a film every second or so, or a couple of seconds, and that's why pictures we see, you know, in a 7-Eleven or something where there's a crime, why they're always so jumpy. But, You know, if the government has nothing to conceal, why did they immediately pick up all those videotapes? Why don't they show to the American people, show us the plane that hit the building? And for some reason, they just don't want to show us that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there seem to be so many strange things. You would expect that there would have been some wreckage of the plane outside the building, maybe the tail or the wings or the engines, which were certainly didn't go in through that hole.
Right, right.
So what happened to the engines of the plane? And, you know, does anybody know about the body parts that they found there? I mean, has anybody really looked into, I mean, did they find fragments of the bodies of the people who were in the plane?
Well, I guess recently they have said that they have identified essentially all of the people who were aboard Flight 77 using DNA, and yet they appear to claim that the reason they don't have any identifiable parts of the plane is because the plane just melted and evaporated in the intense heat of the fire. And, if that was the case, then how can they have DNA on the bodies? I mean, the story is just full of holes.
And, you know, one of the strange things about the Pentagon is, you know, apparently there are a number of rings, E-ring, D-ring, C-ring, and, you know, I've forgotten exactly where it was, but supposedly the nose of the plane came out, and here was a hole on the inner side of this inner ring that was about the same size as the hole on the outer side of the E-ring, which is the outer ring of the Pentagon. You know, it's about 16 feet high and about 16 feet wide, and sort of roundish, and, you know, just a hole on the inside. We've seen pictures of that. And I don't know if that plane just vaporized, you know, why the nose would have gone all the way through to the far end. That didn't quite make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Well, you know, certainly there are many, many questions that have been raised as to what really transpired. One of the things that's always intrigued me was the story of the passports. How could those passports have survived, one from the North Tower and one from the Pennsylvania site? I mean, and actually now we're told there were two ones that actually survived, at least that's what the latest book, a propaganda book written by Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton, the co-chairman of the 9-1-1 Commission, said. They said there were actually two passports that survived the flaming infernos at both crash sites. How could those passports survive?
Well, that's, you know, it's sort of a miracle of miracles that a passport from a passenger in the plane that hit the North Tower caused this fire that just evaporated all of the aluminum and the whole plane, and no seats, no bodies, no nothing. But somehow the passport got out of his pocket and escaped the inferno and floated down to the street intact. I find it unbelievable. To me, I can't come to any other conclusion but that those passports were planted.
Amen to that. And that would be the thing. They had to convince us that the hijackers did it. Why else would they plant the passports? Those passports had to be planted. If they were planted, then they knew who was supposed to be on the planes ahead of time. And if they knew that, then the whole story we've been told is a lie.
That's correct.
Well, you know, there's such a conscious effort now to discredit anybody who talks about this sort of thing. In fact, you know, this latest issue of U.S. News World Report has an article just belittling and marginalizing anybody who has this idea. And you know, they say, oh, now this article doesn't say that they think it's a Jewish conspiracy, but certainly that's what they said in the latest book without president. Oh, these people, they all think it's a Jewish conspiracy, or the President Bush did this. And I don't think President Bush even knew it was going to happen. You never tell the president if this really was an intelligence operation.
I mean, who knows? We don't, and we need to.
We'll be right back in just a moment.
Angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Come one, come all, you're invited to the Englewood Days Car Show next Saturday, September the 9th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the 3400 block of South Broadway between Acoma and Hampton. We'd like to thank all the sponsors, Ferris Survival, Bonnie Bray Hobbies, Dewis Automotive, Sir Speedy, Jerry's Artorama, Rat Art, Gothic Theater, Flat River Bar and Grill, and Painter's Supply. That's the Englewood Days Car Show, September 9th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
And just before we went to the break, I was pointing out that he put out all these ridiculous statements, you know, to try to discredit anybody who mentions that we just don't believe what we've been told. And one was, oh my goodness, it was a Mossad conspiracy. They're the ones, and what they're doing is trying to discredit anybody, you know, who questions what's going on. Oh, you think the president was involved? And I don't think the colonel. A woman would even suggest that the president had any knowledge of what was coming down the line. You'd never tell the president what's going on. Certainly they never told President Reagan about Iran-Contra. He knew something was going on. And as Admiral Poindexter commented more recently, the president would love to have known what we were doing, but we did not tell him. After all, he had to have plausible denial. So, Colonel, what really needs to be done at this time? What can we do to get to the truth?
Well, this weekend I'm going up to New York City and then to Washington, D.C. for 9/11 conferences. And then I'm going to stay in Washington for a few days and introduce some legislation. I'm not waiting until I go in January as a congressman. I'm going to meet with some of the colleagues up there and see if I can line up co-sponsors for legislation. One of the things, of course, is for an independent investigation. Congress has to demand it, and it has to be set up in such a way that there is independent control by representatives of the victims' families and people from the 9/11 truth movement involved.
And of course, the victims' families wanted to have people on the 9/11 commission, and there was no way they were going to allow that to happen. In fact, there was one fellow on that. His name was he was an ex-senator, Max Freeland, and because he wouldn't go along with the leadership, Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton, they just got him replaced. They weren't going to have anybody on that commission who would try to get to the truth.
That's right. Max was thoroughly disgusted, and because it appeared to be a whitewash which wasn't going to get at the truth, he didn't want to be associated with it, and he resigned.
Do you think that there'd be any way we could get hold of him to, and he would actually come forward and tell about his experiences in that committee? Because they sure wanted to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has told about some of his experiences, and I think he's going to be one of the ones who might be willing to support an independent investigation.
That's great. I mean, he seems to be a very courageous individual. My understanding is a wounded war veteran who had served in the Senate, and they wanted to get rid of him because he was trying to tell the truth. They got him on the 911 commission, and when he started asking pointed questions, boy, they sure got rid of him in a hurry. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255 if you'd like to talk to Colonel Bowman and get his thoughts on what really happened. That's 970-689-8255. Well, certainly, Colonel, you know, as we look and see what's unfolding here, why the implications of really to getting to the truth is so vitally important, because if we don't get to the truth and they're able to continue, you know, taking us from war to war to war, I have serious reservations whether America will survive as an independent nation. I mean, history tells us that nations that go from war to war and eventually become bankrupt, those nations are destroyed. Could this whole situation destroy the structure of our society?
Well, it could indeed, and that's one of the reasons why we really need to do this. There are a lot of people who say, you know, 9/11 is dead and past, and why do we need to drag that up? And the answer to that is clear. We have to prevent a repeat. We have to make sure that whoever perpetrated 9/11 understands that the truth is coming out and they can't get away with it a second time. And therefore, they will have no excuse for their next war against Iran.
And boy, they're sure intent upon taking us to war with Iran. It should be so obvious to the American people.
Yeah.
Well, let's see who we have calling in here. Who's on the line? Do somebody have
Irving.
A question?
Irving.
Hi, how
Irving
are you? Do you have a question for the Colonel?
Yes, Colonel, on the day of 9/11, Henry Kissinger was due to go to trial in Tower 2 for the attempted murder of Pien Hoxhaix in Chile. And his trial hasn't been reset. We don't know who was supposed to sit on the trial, why he wasn't even in New York. Is this coming through?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yes, National Public Radio was about to go to their simulcast with a correspondent in New York at the tower. There's no record of this trial or why it hasn't been reset, who was going to sit on it, if Henry Kissinger was even in New York. You know, if you have a trial, you're going to be in the state, right?
Well, I don't know that. Then, I don't really know that there was a trial to be to have that morning.
Oh, yes. I know exactly where I was, what I was doing, and what I was listening to.
Okay.
And you cannot get any information on this hearing that Kissinger was finally supposed to go to trial on that attempted assassination.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Then they turned around and put him and tried to put him in charge of the investigation.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right. They did try to put him in charge of the investigation, and fortunately, he was not there. Anyway, thanks so very much. I appreciate it.
I just want to know, is there a record of these exercises that the military was doing that day and who usually is the head of operations on those?
Would you like to comment on that, Colonel?
Okay.
Well, there's one mention of one of the exercises in a footnote in the Kane Hamilton report. Other than that, the information has come out slowly and gradually from various military sources, and you can find a lot of it in some of the books from the 9/11 Truth Movement, Webster Tarpley's book and so forth, books which mention many of the exercises going on that day.
Certainly there's a book by James Bovard, Pretext for War, I believe it is, that talks about the exercises. But I think probably for the average individual, this article in Vanity Fair magazine, I believe it's September, actually goes into the transcripts actually that were recorded by NORAD that morning. And you'll actually see the transcripts at least of some of the conversations where the commanding officer there at NORAD in New England says, Why, they must have started the exercise early. You know, it wasn't supposed to start for another hour. And look, we've already got a hijacking. Or it's
just one more question. Is there any way where I can pull up court records on congressional hearings or even lesser courts as to what happened to all these files on Kissinger?
I wouldn't even know where to go. I'd just go into Google, though, and type in Kissinger, a trial, Pinochet, and let us know what you come up with. God bless.
Thank you.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Colonel Bob Bowman, the last segment we have here. And we've been talking about what really happened that morning and the importance of getting an independent investigation. And the reason we need to get an investigation is we need to know what happened that morning, or they're going to take us and drove over with Iran, and they're going to take us and drove over with Syria, and heaven only knows what the implications of an expansion of the war in the Middle East will really mean to this country. And history records that nations that go from war to war and, of course, get further and further into debt, those nations are already destroyed. Could that happen to America? We already are requiring $3 billion a day we have to borrow just to keep this house of cards going. And what happens if the nations of the world say, we don't think you're going to be able to pay it back, and we're not going to lend you any more money? So I think what Colonel Bowman is doing is so vitally, vitally important, you know, to get this out. And certainly he was part of a wonderful program, and it was put on by Alex Jones in, I believe, the Los Angeles area, and Colonel Bowman was there, and Webster Tarpley, and Jim Fetzer, and Professor Stephen Jones, who is with this science. What is that, scientist for 911 Truth? Or?
The organization is Scholars for 9/11 Truth.
Scholars for 9/11 Truth. And certainly, are you part of that? Are you one of those?
Yes, I am.
And how can people get in touch with their website and get their information?
Well, one thing they can do is just hook up with Alex Jones, either Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. There'll be plenty of links to the all the 9/11 Truth organizations, including Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Veterans for 9/11 Truth.
And certainly Alex has some great videos there that, you know, that you can actually see for nothing on his website. What about the this new video, Loose Chains? Certainly, it's viciously attacked in this article in the U.S. News and World Report, so it must be doing a pretty good job of getting the truth out.
I think probably that's the case. And the new version, Loose Change 2, Recut, we're going to be seeing that in New York City on the 10th. There are several... There are a lot of new movies put out on 9/11, some of them by the 9/11 Truth Movement, and some of them by the establishment rehashing the old government conspiracy theory.
And it really is a conspiracy theory. I think that's such a good point. The government has a conspiracy theory, and they don't want us to suggest there are any other conspiracy theories. We are supposed to believe their conspiracy theory. And the question is it really true? Well, you know, certainly, PrisonPlanet.com, Alex Jones' website, has some great information there. Let me recommend that you go to that website and you watch this video, Loose Change, and some of the other videos, and watch Building 7 come down. I think that is one of their weakest points, isn't it, Colonel, of the Building 7 and what happened?
Absolutely. I'd also like to suggest that people go to our website, Bowman2006.com.
All right, fine. Bowman2006.com. Could you discuss what really happened with Building 7? Because I think it's so vitally important. People emphasize that. Don't get wrapped up in all the other things. Why did Building 7 come down? Why is that question important?
Well, it's important because there appears to be no reason why Building 7 should have collapsed. It wasn't hit by an airplane. There were a couple of minor fires going on in the building caused by falling debris, but nothing to cause any structural problem. And yet the building came down in what appeared to be classic controlled demolition. If the government's official conspiracy theory is a lie on World Trade Center 7, then it's probably a lie about everything.
And that, of course, is the issue. If they're lying about one thing, they're lying about everything. A witness in the witness stand, you know, if they can demonstrate that he's lied on one subject, he is totally discredited.
The other thing, of course, is that the whole purpose for this, if there was some complicity on the part of rogue elements of our nation, the whole purpose was to carry out a PNAC's plan for the invasion of Iraq, a plan that they had long before 9/11, before, in fact, George W. Bush even became president.
That's absolutely
true. And this plan was published, and it said we must occupy Iraq in order to have a military base from which to dominate the rest of the Middle East, Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, the southern Russian republics, and all of the trillions of dollars worth of oil in that region. But they recognized that the American people wouldn't stand for this unless there was, to use their words, a new Pearl Harbor, and that was 9/11.
And anybody who doubts that can go up to the PNAC website, newamericancentury.org. newamericancentury.org. Read what they say. Read the letters they were writing to President Clinton in 1998 and in 2000, demanding that we go to war with Iraq. And then, of course,
we may not know the truth about 9/11, but the truth about the Iraq war is that it has absolutely nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction or democracy or freedom or human rights. It has to do with money, it has to do with oil, and it has to do with raw imperial power.
Absolutely. Colonel, thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure having you with us this morning. Again, would you like to get your website out?
Bowman2006.com.
God bless you, and thank you so very much for being with us.
And thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the program. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, what really happened on 9/11? Well, I think the best analysis, and you've heard me refer to it before, but it comes from a book written by Robert Baer, who was a CIA agent who worked in Iraq all during the 1990s, or a good part of that. And he concludes, he actually ends his preface to his book quoting one of the highest ranking CIA officials who said, "When the dust settles, the American public will realize that what happened on 9-1-1 was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. They will understand it was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. And 3,000 Americans were dead." I bet you've never heard that quotation before. It's available. We carry the book, See No Evil, by Robert Baer. And, of course, you'll see that reproduced in my pamphlets. And if you don't have them, you should. They're very economical. $9.95 for all three of them, plus shipping. It's called Foreknowledge 9-1-1. And it covers what we knew, you know, until recently. There have been new information coming out, and we'll be adding to and probably putting a fourth pamphlet into that set. You know, in fact, my latest newsletter is going to deal now with the information that's coming out on those military exercises that morning and how they were used to confuse the FAA and NORAD, and they had to suppress this information. They can't let you know about those military exercises. They can't let you know where all the fighter planes were that morning. Why were there only four fighter planes in all of New England, only two to guard our nation's capital? And when the word came out it was under attack, what happened? They told them not to fly at supersonic speed. Oh, no, no, just a lessen speed and go out over the Pacific, over the Atlantic Ocean. Fly east, not west. They were only 100 miles away from the nation's capital. Somebody intended to have this happen. So you really need to get the book, See No Evil. That one quotation is worth the price of the book. And then where did this whole Islamic terrorist movement come from? Why, of course, that's the book, The Devil's Game. It was all created. We financed this whole thing. And starting with the British back in 1870s. At the same time, Cecil Rhodes was making plans for a secret society. The British intelligence was actually funding a man named Afghani, who was the founder of this whole radical Islamic movement, which today we refer to as Al-Qaeda and Wahhabism. So you need to understand that this is long-term planning. And behind this, I believe there's supernatural forces which are drawing us into a war in the Middle East. And this is the plan. Now, it could be thwarted. It could be thwarted for a time. If we can convince the people the truth about what happened on 9-1-1, you need, of course, to get the film that we carry, DVDs. One of them is entitled... is the one that was put out by Joyce Riley. It's In Plain Sight, P-L-A-N-E. And then, of course, we carry a video of the day that changed the world forever. Nobody carries that one, but it's really very good. With a lot of great footage in it. And you'll hear the one of the firefighters talking about the explosions in the building, and Senator Gary Hart talking about at an emergency meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations, saying, we're going to be able to use this, and the president's going to be able to use this incident to carry out what his father talked about only once, the New World Order. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available.
We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.